This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of the popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In a video released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing students on how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams. During the interaction, Mr. Modi advised students to trust their own unique learning patterns, emphasizing that no two individuals think or grow in the same way. He said that every student has a distinct style and it is important to have full faith in one's own pattern of preparation.
Pehli baat hai, aap apni jo pattern hai, us par pura bharosa karo. Lekin, jo pattern ke liye sujhav dete hain, usko dhyan se suno. समझने की कोशिश करो और उसमें आपको लगता है यार मेरी पैटर्न तो है लेकिन ये चीज मैं अगर जोड़ दूं तो अच्छा होगा लेकिन किसी के कहने पर मत जोड़ो अपने अनुभव से जोड़ो
The Prime Minister advised that teachers should remain sensitive to the learning speed of every student. Calling the absence of dreams a serious mistake, he urged students to dream big, fearless and draw inspiration from biographies. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day following opposition protests on various issues. When the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members, including from Congress, TMC and DMK, again trooped into the well shouting slogans against the government. The presiding officer requested members not to disrupt the proceedings of the House and to go back to the seat and allow the House to function. Amidst the opposition's uproar, the concerned ministers laid the paper of the ministries. The discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 was listed in the business of the House but could not be taken up. On the other side, Rajya Sabha transacted normal business before finally being adjourned for the day. When the House met for the day, members of the House raised the matter of public importance during the zero hour. Then the House took up question hour wherein several ministers, including Ashwini Vaishnav and Shivraj Singh Chauhan, replied to the supplementaries. When the House assembled at 2 p.m. post-lunch, the Rajya Sabha took up private member legislative business. Members of various political parties moved their private members' bills. Later, Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh adjourned the House for the day. Both the Houses will meet again on Monday at 11 a.m. The Election Commission has extended the deadline for filing claims and objections under the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Uttar Pradesh up to the 6th of next month. The ECI in a statement said that revision has been conducted with January 1, 2026 as the qualifying date. The Reserve Bank of India has decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 5.25%, announcing the sixth and final bi-monthly monetary policy for the current fiscal. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said the Monetary Policy Committee has unanimously decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 5.25%. The RBI has revised the outlook for CPI inflation in the first quarter of 2026-27 to 4% and in the second quarter to 4.2%. The RBI has also revised the real GDP growth projections for the first quarter of 2026-27 to 6.9% and the second quarter to 7%. In Pakistan, 12 people were killed in a suicide attack at a Shia religious centre in the capital Islamabad today. The explosion occurred at the Tarlai Imam Barga in the Shehzad town area. Police and rescue services have reached the site and started the rescue operation. Citing a spokesperson for Pakistan Institute of Medical Sciences, the local media reported that the emergency was declared at the hospital and injured were transferred to polyclinic for treatment. In cricket, the final of the ICC Under-19 World Cup between India and England is underway in Harare, Zimbabwe. Electing to bat first, India were 315 for 5 in 38.2 overs when reports last came in. India entered the final, defeating Afghanistan by 7 wickets in the second semi-final match on Wednesday. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended the session on a positive note today. A rebound in the last hour of trade helped the indices recover and close with gains. The Sensex climbed 266 points to close at 83,580, while the Nifty added 51 points to settle at 25,694. And that is the end of this news bulletin.